Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
This is Chris.
This is Spence.
And we are back. It's episode 2 of our Insecure Recap Show.
Yup, yup, yup.
And let's just fucking get into it.
Yeah, man. A lot of my predictions last week came to fruition.
I did. The whole time I was watching, I was like, all right, my nigga. Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So this episode, we open up with Andrew and Molly.
Right.
Right. And
super contrast to how we left them last episode.
Yeah.
Kind of. Right.
Shout out to the homie for the ass smack, though.
It looked like good sex. I'm into it. I'll tell you what I'm not into.
Sex scene's been real Queen Latifah titty-ish cringeworthy.
Why? Even that
All
one?
Of them.
Even that one?
Yeah, I appreciate the ass smack, though, like when he smacked on the
what?
Ass and shit.
Okay, so then what can, like, Issa and them, like, give you, like, in season 4? Like, are you looking for Skinamax?
No,
like, what
sex scenes.
Just fuck it.
No
just,
sex scenes.
Let's just, like, close the door, like, MCV. Yeah, like,
close the door. All right. And, like, people smile and shit.
That's, okay.
But
he said people smile.
Yeah, people smile through the crack before the door closed.
You know what it is.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's really wild, though.
Yeah.
You know, coming from episode 1 mm-hmm. to episode 2. And she did all that fighting just to end up on all fours. Like, why do women,
right.
why do y'all like to.
I hate when you say y'all.
Yeah, nigga, you too. Why do y'all like to start all of these fights knowing that y'all not going no fucking where?
Can I just answer what I think Molly is happening? What's happening with Molly? I don't
really. Oh, look.
Feel like, I just feel like. No, I mean, honestly, like, sometimes it could be, like, attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more than likely it's attention.
Okay.
If you be starved like that.
I call bullshit, but okay.
Why do you always say that?
Because I think women try to push to see how far they can go before we be like, you know what?
What the fuck?
So that she caused all this infighting.
Yeah.
To see how far she can go. Like,
I don't think that's what it was. I think that she realized that if she don't fucking act better, then, like, she ain't gonna have shit again. Like, she always don't fucking have shit. Like,
yeah, but I'm talking about the start of the fight. Like, okay. She started the fight in general. She knew she wasn't going nowhere.
In her, okay.
Women know they not going nowhere. But y'all start these fights to see how far y'all can push us.
Okay, I have a question when we're talking about timeline of this. Are we talking about the beginning of the fight, like, when they were in the car?
Yeah.
I don't
And she knew
like,
she was.
I feel like after that she was like, am I about to go on these fucking date naps again? I don't feel like in that moment she was like, I feel like she was really like.
Like she,
like Molly does that.
She
like
started
she
that fight.
People.
She farted. She farted.
She
wow.
Farted. She farted
she
that
start,
fight.
She started to fight because mm-hmm. she thought homie was gonna drop all his bitches. She thought he was gonna drop all his bitches, and he was like, "No."
Okay.
Even when they came out, was the restaurant right? They came out of whatever the fuck they
yeah,
was in,
they was
and she was like, "I don't share."
Yeah.
And he was like.
But see, I took that as if she don't like he was gonna like he was saying, but you're gonna share with me, like not share me. You be like really digging into the like
man,
this,
I'm telling
like,
you, bro.
Shit,
man,
like, and I really think you.
That's how women be, man. Y'all don't think y'all think
don't
we don't
feel
be.
Like that.
She I caused it. She started the fight because mm-hmm. she felt like homie was gonna drop his bitches for her, and when dude was like, "No, I'll Uber home." She was like, "Well, shit, I'm gonna be alone anyway," and
like,
I really
I
like him.
I feel like you misread that energy. I didn't feel like that. Y'all tell me if y'all didn't feel like that because I feel like I ain't like y'all. Don't, you don't know. You don't know.
So okay, so the you know the newly found Eskimo sisters.
Okay,
you know,
like walking down the street, like Golden Girls, like
you know,
finishing each other's sentences, like
I know
stepbrothers.
Yesterday, I mean last week, you said something that stuck out to me. You was like what? They're kind of. Issa felt like maybe feel like old girl is better than her, right?
Yeah.
But to me,
they're really similar.
They're really
but in
one
all
the same.
They, I think that's why they get along. I also think that's why fucking Lawrence likes her so fast. So I think that like personality wise, they're totally similar. But I think that in fuck, I was like, you running your nose, Condoleezza, and I was gonna say Condoleezza.
Yeah.
I feel like Condola. like when Issa looks at her, I feel like she sees all the shit that she lacks. So like, I don't think that she is jealous of her as if like, oh my God, I wish I was her.
Yeah.
But like, I see like how similar we are, and I see me and her, except she's fucking excelling at the shit that I can't get right.
Mm. Also, like her and Lawrence going on romantic dates, and
yeah, you know, I just
this Issa is, got the couch.
She got the couch now. She got a whole fucking.
I mean, when their relationship, oh, it's like, okay. She got the couch. Okay. It's almost like, damn, why I didn't get this nigga? Why I didn't get this version of this nigga?
So, man, on a personal level, like sometimes you just gotta let that shit go. Like it just that wasn't the time for him to be that person.
Yeah, I still feel like in this scene, I still feel like they've yet to get how they really feel off their chest.
Are we talking about
Condoleezza and Issa
regarding how they feel about
Lawrence
the situation
and the situation surrounding it?
Absolutely. And they're being fucking awkward, like they both are, to fucking get over it. Like they're bringing up like little nuances, like so their way to fucking get over the weirdness of it is to bag on him, like yeah, about the mayonnaise, like
yes,
it's kind of silly and like high schooly. It's weird.
I mean,
again,
I think
I could have took pictures of it and sent the email.
I think Condola is. I think
this
Condola
is where I'm trying
to have
a block party.
I think Condola
swipe
is
swipe left.
I think she her awkwardness is she's trying to calm the tension.
Yeah, I get it.
Issa is like, this is my ex. So they both it's awkward, but they both have different kind of agendas and ways they're going
that,
about
because,
it.
Because listen, if she thought that, why does she keep setting herself up to hear more shit about her and Lawrence? I feel like if that was in the forefront of her head, like this bitch is fucking my ex man,
yeah,
like I don't feel like she would like run into situations like she did when they were walking down the street and she was like, oh, you're going
yeah
to trip.
But see, sometimes the little information helps calm us though. So even if I don't
who
fuck with
us? Who is us? Us equals niggas that can't get over people that they don't fuck no more.
Issa not over Lawrence.
Get out of here.
She's not
okay
over Lawrence.
Okay. I feel like I'm running into like some emotions that I had last episode, but later on, yeah, I'm gonna feel like you feel.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
Any little bit of information keeps her calm. Like I still know a little bit about this dude.
But okay,
y'all just not all out fucking like.
Let me just throw this egg in there though, right? She wasn't really checking for him until she met Condola. Like this would imply that she was still like Facebook stalking, Insta stalking. We didn't see any of that. We saw her like getting her work shit together, yeah, like going through Uber Dude. Like she wasn't really like thinking about Lawrence at all.
Well, you don't really care until he pops back in your circle. Dude's the same way though. We're the same way.
Oh my God.
So there's a Halloween party at you know, Knocked Up Tiff's house.
Beautiful gowns, beautiful dresses. I love their costumes. You didn't love that? I didn't. What the fuck was Issa though? I feel really
Issa
stupid.
Was I think somebody off of school, homie off of school days. Oh, okay. But she gave me like Mr. T vibes without the necklaces.
It's the hair.
Yeah, I wasn't. I really wasn't.
The Gumby.
Yeah, I really wasn't. Like, I don't want you.
That is one of my least favorite Issa hairstyles. And I love a lot of her hairstyles.
Yeah, she be looking like a, what's the nigga name? Flex?
I probably don't want
to. Flex Alexander?
I probably don't want to know what you were thinking, so you could just. the nigga that played Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Shout out to Flex. Oh. And,
never forget.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So they're you know, they're having conversations or whatever, and then we get back into Molly and, you know, Andrew nigga. Right. Which I just feel like this is gonna be the top storyline. It has to be.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of screen time. Yeah. So she was like, you know, basically like I'm telling him everything and
He not giving me nothing,
right? So as a man, I'm looking at you like, how the fuck can you expect us to? Like, you creating all this chaos, all of this fighting, and then all of a sudden, because you like me, and you want to tell me your life story and how you fucking feel, I'm supposed to do it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Women are weird, man.
Sometimes people, because as a woman, I've experienced niggas do this shit too, but sometimes we fucking, I'm so high, I fucking forgot what I was going to say. Happy 420.
Guys. Look, man, just because. Women, all the women out
really
there, the women's with a Z, just because you guys want to fuck everything up and then realize what's in front of you.
Is this what this is going to be? Just like
y'all want
me telling you how wrong you are?
Just because y'all fucking open up does not guarantee that the man is gonna or is even gonna want to.
I remember I was gonna say the same thing. People sometimes expect the people that they're with or the people that they're around to move at their pace and do things on their time and at the beat of their drum. And so that's what I was gonna say. And it probably sounds a little deflated because I fucking forgot it first.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's cool. You got to get your Issa Jesse Jackson speech on right now.
Thank you.
But yeah, man. So I just hope Molly really, really get it together, man, because she's in a hole now.
Yeah.
Like, dude, don't really want to. I mean, he likes her.
Yeah.
But I want to be vulnerable with you is two different things.
Well, dot, dot, dot. Well, stay tuned. Like, I feel like we'll feel differently, near the end of this episode.
Okay.
I think so.
So, Lawrence and Condoleezza is having lunch. Mm-hmm. And Condola is telling, basically telling Lawrence, like, we've had these conversations to get rid of the awkwardness surrounding you. Mm-hmm. And this scene kind of like stuck out to me because we men do this. Mm-hmm. We will ask you the same question like 6 or 7 times.
Reverse.
To get different information out of you.
Yeah.
Like, and I know it's hella awkward because, my girl and my ex are kicking it. Mm-hmm. But when I'm the face of the conversation.
Yeah. It can be awkward.
It's very awkward because you don't know what's going to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, again, remember, we're like 5 weeks into the relationship, and it's definitely some shit that I'm sure Issa knows that 5-week Condola don't need to know yet. Mm. Mayonnaise is cute.
Yeah, man, shout out to Lawrence, man. You are fucking up. So shout out to all the men's. It was cool seeing Chad and
Chad is so swole. Why?
Yeah. Corona tree like money is the well.
Is that part of the script or is that he's just going rogue out here? Like,
I don't know, man.
He's starting to look like that naked action figure from that Nickelodeon fucking show.
That's how I was building it. I'm melting out though, but Corona got a nigga out here stressed out. But okay. Chad, and what's my other man's name?
Tiffany's husband. I'm trying to listen to her voice yelling it.
There's literally like 0 scenes in him in the past.
Like we just to remind that like Tiffany got a man, like
yeah, but at this point, they are having a discussion and this is where Lawrence starts to fuck up a little bit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like he's getting a little too uncomfortable with the fact that this is a unconventional situation, right?
Yeah.
But he's starting to play it in a way to where this shit is finna go to shit, right?
He's getting bad.
He's getting way too uncomfortable, and the situation is kind of stressing him out. Mm-hmm. He's putting on a good face,
yeah.
But the shit is really stressing him out, and he's thinking about it too much.
Way too much. So much so.
But shout out to him. Like, if I was in his shoes, I would probably already fucked up already.
What does that mean? What would have happened?
I would have been did what he's gonna do.
Stop it. We don't know that that's gonna happen. Though I did get a little tinge of that. Like, ooh, are they gonna fuck? Like later on down the line. Still, like, is that gonna be like, man, the end season thing?
It's still there, bro.
I didn't feel like that until Lawrence started getting shaky about like them hanging out, and then the scene that we're gonna talk about in a minute.
He's over. Thinking
like way too much because like did he mention the mayonnaise thing, and then he like he even was like acting like that was like a little bit, maybe that was too much information.
It's bothering him. It's really bothering him. But you gotta let them handle that. Like, if that's your woman, you have to trust in your woman
to
handle this situation. And man, my nigga finna be out here Naked, man.
Not naked.
Exposed, bro. So, Molly walks in on Condola and Issa, their little powwow and shit.
Okay.
And this is the first time I felt like...
It was really... I felt so uncomfortable for them.
Yeah.
Like, because... Like, bitches be having friends of friends. Like, bitches that, like, you would never be around if it wasn't for your other friend.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, we stay with situations like that. So, I felt so cringy, like, watching that shit. And, like, and what I love about Molly's character, she reminds me of me in the way so that, like, she can't get... You about to see... You think I'm about to say some fuck shit, and I'm not about to say
No, because last week I said...
I know. All right. But what I'm saying is, in this scene, mm-hmm. she reminded me of myself in the way that when I am not feeling something, I can't get it off my face. Like, and it was really obvious, and I felt like both of them were ignoring it. Like, Issa at some point even felt like, to me, felt like she wasn't even looking at Molly in the face. Like, she's like...
Yeah. Well, Issa's happy somewhere else. She has a new friend.
That is so fucked up, you guys.
When
people get older, man, you can't like fucking just alienate friendships that have lasted as long as their relationship.
I don't know if it's alienation. Maybe I would say.
What are you about to say? Outgrowing?
No, I would say Issa and Molly have been going downhill for quite some time now. Just.
Always low-key, or one of them is always low-key jealous or competing with each other.
They've been going downhill so fast and for so long that I feel like Condola is Issa's easy way out. Like, I don't got to deal with this shit anyways. Like, I got a new friend.
That's not nice.
Is it?
I just don't. But then, like, handle it better. Then don't fucking kiki to me about how you mad that she fucked Lawrence, and then now that's your best friend, and then you're not even gonna say anything. You're gonna phase me the fuck out.
I mean, Molly
just gonna phase
Molly
me
just
out.
Like basically cuss me out.
I don't know. I just like their friendship, and I wish that if they could just stop being like. I just feel like they're always like low key competing with each other. It's really weird.
Yeah, they're like Drew Hill if it was only two of them. So gotta bring up the fuck shit, man. My man Lawrence, man.
Why the fuck?
The fucking, you know what I mean? The man was putting it down so good in the first episode. And now, man, my man's like, why did you do that?
I was really hoping that she was going to come out with, like, a t-shirt, a sock, anything. Like, why the fuck are you here?
Yeah, I just...
His, a charger cord.
His
a block.
His mind. His mind finally got to him. His mind finally got to him, man. And he went behind his woman's back.
Okay.
To go meet up with Issa.
Would it have been better? Go ahead.
No, ask me a question.
Would it have been better if he would have texted all this? Would it have been better in a text conversation?
No, you don't contact Issa at all.
Okay. I was just making sure.
No, you don't.
You be saying some weird shit. I just want to make
sure. No, you don't contact Issa at all.
Yeah.
You don't. None of that. You let your woman handle that.
Absolutely.
To go around your woman.
Absolutely.
And meet up with Issa.
Absolutely.
And then when y'all talking, it's apparent you guys still have feelings for each other.
So much so that... Oh, can I jump? Are we jumping?
So much so what?
Oh, that the next time that one of them thinks about it, now it's Issa. And now she's calling him to be like, hey... We met up. I shouldn't tell her, right? Like, you guys are
Now you've made the situation more.
This is not even awkward.
It's not even awkward no more.
This is
chaos.
This is where I changed my mind about, like, because I'm like, what the fuck are either one of y'all thinking right now?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And we fucking forgot. And Issa fucking just broke up with fucking TSA Bay. So she's like.
Yeah,
she's ready to get back to she's wild other out stuff here, than man.
Upside but, man, down. Like, you know, you gotta, Lawrence, man, you gotta go through your woman, man. Let your woman handle that shit. Tell your woman exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tell your woman how you feel. And then, you know, when he was talking to, when he was talking to Issa, and Issa asked, like, did you tell?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
I said last week mm-hmm. they were going to end if he was to do some fuck shit.
Yeah. Is this the fuck shit that may kill
it's
it?
It's coming.
Yeah, this isn't it. This is definitely like.
It's coming.
This is the foreplay for the fuck shit.
And then now Issa is keeping secrets.
Yeah.
So this couldn't potentially.
Both of them. Now both of y'all are keeping a secret. One singular secret from one person.
And it's also easy to get her the fuck out of here now. See? You see how see how the Lord works, man.
Is that the Lord's work? Or the devil?
Come on, Lawrence, folks.
Get it together, y'all.
Right, come on, folks. So Andrew meets up with Molly at her place, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And she says she
turned down Summer Walker. Oh, she invited him.
Did she invite him?
Yeah.
But she, you know, he got there and shit, and you know, she was making gumbo and shit.
Yeah, terribly.
Hey, man, don't ever tell a woman her food is too salty. Even if it is.
Why?
Women are fucking mad fucking sensitive when it comes to their food.
I don't know. Is it because they can't cook?
No, it's just, you know.
You're
trying to impress. And the nigga say, hey, man, it's a little too salty. Just don't tell her in that moment.
Okay. But like if I'm cooking and like I ask, like, I need a nigga to fucking answer me, like.
No, you like, call
what
when
does it need?
You call when your girl's over. Fellas, man, if y'all listen to this shit, do not listen to her. Do not put yourselves in this situation.
Get the fuck out of here. That just probably means she can't cook. Like, why she so sensitive? Like, she should know She should know before it gets that salty.
Telling a woman her food is too salty is almost as disrespectful as asking her how old she is.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you.
I also, like, don't look my age, so I'm also one of those females that don't give a fuck about that either.
Yeah.
So.
You was, like, raised by white wolves.
I mean, like, I
don't ask no woman, black woman, how much salt she put in her shit. Fellas, listen to me.
Okay, so he said it was salty. She tasted it, and she knew that shit was
salty.
Yeah,
she knew that shit, but... She took that one to the chin. No, you know, usually that would have caused a fight.
I feel like Spence thinks that women are so much more sensitive than they are.
Women are mad sensitive.
That's crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
We gotta start. I can't wait till we're in like episode like 5 or 6 and we start getting some feedback, because I cannot like with this shit. I mean, we have been getting some feedback on Instagram though. Shout out to you guys. But like,
I'm telling you,
I feel like you think that we're way too sensitive. Like,
watch.
Okay.
So. So they're talking, and again, you know, she's basically saying, like, you ain't opening up to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I need a man with depth.
Okay.
Depth.
Yeah. I don't.
And again, it's like, man, own your own motherfucking chaos.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot cause fucking hell and then just want me to be like, you know what? I do have feelings. No, I don't want to tell you about my mom. I don't want to tell you about my sister. Okay. Fuck you. Let's fuck. That's where I'll be at with it. Like, I'm into you. Mm-hmm. I like you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be vulnerable with you. It is what it is.
Would it be fair for somebody to ask, is it something that they see happening?
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Because I'm going to close up. Especially when I know, like, everything, you turn everything into a problem. That is the truth, right? Okay. So if I see you doing that, I'm going to take that as if you're going to turn my vulnerability into bullets.
I hear you.
So now when we get into it, all that shit comes flying.
See, and
back
all women aren't like that. But I hear you. So let's just say, because I think we can both agree that we feel like generally Molly is pretty fucking problematic. Not a non-problematic fucking female. You don't think that you? That's
too
not
easy.
That's not.
I could just throw that on anybody. That'd just be it.
All right.
Look, see,
I'll let you have it.
Women, bro. Stop. Women, man. Women. So,
niggas.
Issa and Molly on there. What is this?
Their self-care Sunday. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they having a conversation. And I'm not even going to, I can't even say the words verbatim.
Okay.
But she said something like, I'm tired for you or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit was like, God, that was a good punch.
And she said, it's like, do you even really want to be happy? Like.
Yeah. So it was almost like last week's situation.
Yeah.
In reverse.
Yeah.
And now it's to a point now where they're trying to hurt each other.
I don't want to believe that the shit that Issa... I just want to believe that Issa's head is so far up her own ass with her own shit finally because she never really had shit.
Yeah.
Like, to fucking have her head up her ass about. I just want to believe that that's what's happening and it's not that she's being, like, vindictive or, like, being a bitch to, like, push her away. Like, I really, truly don't want to believe that. Like, I really want to believe that she's just not fucking... that right now she doesn't have the mental headspace for her right now.
In a realistic situation, right? Because I know this is a TV show. In a realistic situation,
yeah.
You tell me some shit like that at my fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
The next time we have a conversation and you going through something, mm-hmm. and you're trying to come to me and asking me for advice, I'm going to try to
give it
hurt you.
Why to hurt you?
As much as possible.
Because. The other person has their head so far up their ass that they don't realize that it wasn't an appropriate moment. So now it's like now we're at war.
Yeah, I mean it's easy to look back and it's easy to like. I'm not even gonna say it's easy, mm-hmm. but it's hard to step outside of your shoes and say, "Look, all of this is nonsense."
Yeah.
But when you're in the moment, I'm trying to hurt you as bad as you trying to hurt me.
That's interesting.
Like, they both basically said the same exact shit.
Yeah.
So.
And the shit that Molly has been, or Issa saying to Molly, Molly is in some way, shape, or form said it's Issa at one point. Not in this season, but.
So, I mean. This is just another.
I just don't want to believe that they're doing this shit intentionally.
Why wouldn't they be? Like, okay, so.
That just seems crazy to me.
So, Andrew calls Molly ready to open up. Right?
I was super smiley on this part.
Mm.
Except when she didn't tell Issa.
Yeah,
okay. Then if I step out of like how I would handle a situation, I'm listening to how you're saying it's going.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I wouldn't share that information with her. Because, bitch, you just tried to drag my whole life on this fucking cliff.
Well, now, you know, I don't see you. After you didn't hit me with this, I didn't hit you with some shit.
Yeah.
You didn't hit me with some shit that really hurts.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't see you as that friend
anymore.
The
person
anymore.
I can tell that to.
So it's not that I'm not going to tell you this to hurt me. It's just maybe I don't see you in that position. Like, I used to tell you everything that went on.
See,
now.
A little part of me would have been like, well, now I'm about to tell this bitch because she was hella wrong. Like.
Doesn't matter at this point.
No, but.
So
bitches
like no. And so, and then, you know, Andrew calling her and, you know, saying he's ready to open up, mm-hmm. like all women. You had a smile on your face.
I was very happy for
I him. Took it a different way.
Of course you did.
See, I look at history.
Burn it down.
No. I look at history and okay. It seems like this relationship is turning into a tit for tat. So how many times are y'all going to fight and then one text the other and be like, okay, it's kind of like I'm ready to make up.
It's a little early to be so fighty, too, like, personally.
This goes back to last season.
Last season, but how much time has really passed? Oh,
Coachella. Then that makes it even worse.
When is Coachella?
Shit, I don't know.
Okay, whenever the fuck. Me neither, but I'm trying to figure out when I was watching it. But anyway, Halloween ain't that far away. I feel like it's like...
Coachella's like May.
I feel like you just made that shit. I don't know, but whenever that shit is, it's October right now.
Yeah, that's still okay. Or so November. That makes it even worse. Then that's a lot of fighting within us.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little bit too fighty for me. And I hear what you're saying is what I'm saying. But I was happy in the moment because I wasn't thinking about that. Thank you very much for ruining it.
Oh well.
We forgot to talk about the booty button.
Oh shit, we did, huh? Wow.
I'm so tired because we had the opportunity. We were talking about awkward sex scenes. Oh my god.
I did.
I've gotten fucked like that. Upside down. What? Like with my head like that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was cool.
Tricep capacity. You gonna have to bring your ass up. I gotta hug you, baby. But yeah, man, shout out, man. I don't know if I'm all the way. I mean, nah. Nah, you gotta lick my ass like a cartridge. You can't press no buttons.
He said.
I'm cool.
You like a cartridge.
Yeah. Like a Nintendo cartridge, baby. All the way. Yeah. Don't press no buttons, though. That's out. You ain't licking no ass? What? You ain't touching no ass? Oh, man. My man's out there. I live it, bro.
Wow. He's great.
Nah, man. Shit. Tell my man squat on that face, man.
Oh my god. No.
But shout out to all the homies that lost a few condoms in the vagina.
Yikes.
Yeah, man, shit.
Is it why? Is it because it's way too big?
Yeah. What is that? Like I done lost a few. I don't know if I'm not busted.
Don't buy Magnums. Like, be regular. Like,
no, Magnums hella stink. I'm past that now, though. But Magnums stink. No, yeah. Like, yeah. Magnums smell like a nigga ain't brushed his hair.
Like dirty
just
scalp.
Used like a fucking oily brush and water
from for 6 days else, straight. Somebody else's brush.
Yeah, yeah, fucking. Magnum stink, but
okay.
I done lost a few, like all the way down there too.
What? All the way? How'd you get it out? Did you help?
What? You on your own? What do you mean?
You left it there.
Yeah, I just be like, man,
you don't want to put a Carl Thomas sweater on.
I know, like, one time I did it, and I told the old lady, like, ain't nobody tell you to be super wet, like, shit.
It's my fault.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. Shayna, girl.
But now, no, I ain't never lost none of her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was out.
Okay, yeah, good
she
times.
Yeah, she was raw worthy.
Good times.
Immediately. Yes. But when I was using them, when I was using condoms.
That's crazy.
At some point, if I wanted to prove
you wouldn't help? Like, she couldn't, like, lay on her back? Like, you want bitches to lick your ass and you wouldn't fucking fish out a fucking condom that you left somewhere? Spence, move on. I mean, like, we're done.
Hey, man.
So, guys, thanks. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry, 2004, baby. You are on your own. Shit. All I did, I just want to show you, like, I'm capable of wearing this. I didn't say it would fit.
I don't even know what that means, to show you I'm capable of
wearing. Like, you just put it on, you know what I'm saying? I got air pockets and shit. I'm putting it on. You're not watching me put it on and say, oh, man, like... Oh, he can really fit a magnet.
I got fucking windbreaker on.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a
fuck.
3X turtleneck. Shit. It just got a lot of too much air in it. So, you know, shit, fuck it.
All right.
YOLO, baby.
All right. Is that it?
That's it, man. Any predictions for episode 3? Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How have these two episodes been in totality?
In totality of the entire series?
Like, how do you feel about them so far?
My least favorite, but I feel like it has a lot of a lot of it is because I hate that this relationship is deteriorating.
Mm.
So I going like the first fucking scene of season one, first episode, I was like, oh no. He's like, these bitches beefing?
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that maybe it's like, I'm emotionally attached to the character, so I don't like that their relationship is coming to an end. Because that could essentially mean that Molly's going to get faced.
Yeah, I feel like he's losing a little bit of his lust for some reason.
Yeah.
And I can't put my hand on it.
Is it because we had to wait for so fucking long?
I don't know. Because I think the first episode kind of should have opened up with a bang. Like, I know you have to. It's like almost like a pilot episode.
Yeah.
But because I think season three was kind of underwhelming for most.
Okay.
It's like the same vibe.
Okay. I can understand where you're coming from. I feel like they thought that the fast forward phone call was like the big bang.
Yeah.
And maybe it could have just been like.
Kind of fell.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like Babyface and Teddy Riley-ish.
These niggas still. Are they?
Look, we gotta go. Y'all need to
Okay, guys, thanks so much for tuning in this episode 2. Come check us out next Tuesday.
Yep, next Tuesday. Every Tuesday.
All right, cool.
All right, peace.
Bye.